This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. A closed rural hospital will reopen by the end of the month. A commercial brokerage firm announced this week that it bought the hospital in Sayre. As part of our weekly conversation about business in the state, I spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Struley about why the group considers the Western Oklahoma Hospital a good investment. Ted, first, who purchased the hospital in Sayre?
Well, it's called Healthcare Properties Transaction Group of Oklahoma, LLC, and it's a group of mostly unnamed investors who bought the property and the licenses from the Sayre Memorial Hospital Authority.
So what did they see in this? Why did they choose to buy the hospital?
You know, the physical plant is in really good condition. It's Class A space. The building's nearly 55,000 square feet, so they think this is one they can revive.
Why did the Sayre Hospital close in the first place?
The hospital closed just over a year ago, February 2016, because the Hospital Trust Authority couldn't renegotiate payments with bondholders. The city had taken out $2 million in bonds to build a surgery center back in 2013.
Now, Journal Record reporter Sarah Terry Kobo writes that vacant rural hospitals like this are rarely purchased. Why is that?
Well, if a hospital in a rural area can't make it financially, the facilities often become run down, and it's hard for an investor to see much potential. There's still the same number of potential patients as there were when the previous operator failed.
So how are they going to staff up for the reopening of the hospital?
Bob Hicks is the CEO and managing director for this group and for the hospital. So he's finalizing some contracts with surgeons and has created an agreement with St. Anthony's in Oklahoma City for video conferencing with a hospitalist. Some of his staff members previously worked at the former Sayre Memorial Hospital, and they've come back on staff. So right now they're waiting for two new pieces of equipment to be delivered. Then they'll start accepting patients by the end of the month.
Now, overall, I mean, is this a good sign for rural hospitals in the state, which really have been struggling recently, or is this more of an anomaly?
This is likely more of an anomaly. The city invested in the hospital through that bond issue we talked about, and they have to pay that money back. So there's a pretty big incentive to find some way to make it work.
Well, let's switch gears to Tate Publishing. The father and son operators of that book and music publishing business, Richard and Ryan Tate, they face embezzlement, extortion, and racketeering charges. Their customers have filed nearly 900 complaints and are seeking a class action lawsuit against them. But that may not happen. Why not?
They're going to have a lot of trouble finding a law firm willing to take that on. The chances of recovering anything from Tate look pretty slim.
Well, why are some lawyers hesitant to file class action lawsuits here in Oklahoma?
Litigation is expensive, and in a class action, the upfront costs are typically borne by the law firm. That means the attorneys have to feel pretty confident about getting a settlement or a judgment that's going to be big enough to cover their costs, plus some compensation for the victims. In this case, it doesn't look as though there are any assets to go after. The Tates have already lost big lawsuits brought by Xerox and other vendors, and they've been indicted. There probably isn't any money there to get for the victims or the lawyers.
So it sounds like the risk there is there's just really not much benefit for the law firm then.
Right. It's a big risk. They could spend a lot of time and money finding plaintiffs and preparing the case. But even if they win, they could still lose it all if there's nothing available to collect. So no one's likely to pursue a defendant who has no way to pay.
We've been talking today with Journal Record editor Ted Struley. Ted, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org, and you can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, at Journal Record and at KGOU News.